Morning. There's an interesting Baal term at the beginning of this week's parsha when it says "Vahimi Kates Shnosayim Yamim." The Baal term says that "Miketz" means it was the end of 10 years, and then normally we translate "Vahimi Kates Shnosayim Yamim" was at the end of 10 years, of 2 years, meaning the two extra years that Yosef was sitting in prison after he asked the butler a little bit too enthusiastically to remember him to Paro. So he got punished for not putting putting too much faith in the person and not enough faith in Hashem. But the Baal Turim says that Miketz means was 10 years, and Shnosayim in another 2 years. So it was 12 years. So this makes a lot of sense that it was 12 years. So if we do the way we normally translate it, it meant at the end of 2 years after what just happened, what we read about at the very end of last week's Parsha. According to the Baal Turim, we read "Vayhi Miketz Shnosayim Yamim" is now after the entire Parshas Vayeshev, when Yosef started out as a 17-year-old teenager, young boy or young man, and then he was sold down to Egypt, and all those things happened. It was 12 years after that happened because he got sold down to Egypt several times. He gets sold from group to group, then went down to Egypt, and then in this week's parsha we learned he was 30 when he stood before Paro. So by the time he got down to Mitzrayim, to the time it was Paro, was probably around 12 years. So that's the way the Baal Turim reads it. But the reason that the Baal Turim says Miketz is 12 years, excuse me, is 10 years, so it's total talking about 12 years, is because we have the word Miketz that after 10 years when Avram and Yitzchak and Sarah were in Eretz Yisrael and they still didn't have any children, that's when Sarah said to Avram, marry Hagar, maybe you'll have kids through Hagar, because there's a halacha and it's in Shulchan Aruch. We do it nowadays. There's reasons for that, but we're not going to go into it. If a couple is married and they don't have children after 10 years, they could get divorced because if they're not having children, so then maybe they should marry other people and they'd be able to have children with a different spouse. So because the word Miketz is said there and the Chazal say it's 10 years, so here's also 10 years. So the only thing I want to mention, and I haven't had time to see anything about this, but after 50 years or 60 years actually of silence, the Israeli government just declassified information about the missing Taimani children, the Yemenite children and other Sephardic children who had disappeared. The Zionist apparatchiks told the people that, you know, they went in for testing and they died in the hospital, whatever, and they found that they were selling them as adopted kids to make money for, I don't know themselves, I don't know the details yet.
Too.
Right, they stood, some of them were to America. So Miketz Shishim Shana here with but on Chanukah and here in this week when Yosef was, who had been sold, and we see that unfortunately brothers sold brothers again, and it should be we have to have a tikkun. I don't know what the tikkun is, but we should remember that this is something that can never happen, and we have to learn from it and make sure that something like this doesn't happen again. But still, it's so interesting that it happens in this week's parsha when we were talking about the tikkun of when Yosef was sold. We see the results that it was end up to save Klal Yisrael. I don't know how this can save Klal Yisrael, but may the one above know how it's going to save us, and it should be a kapara. Amen.